Hey there, Elizabeth.
Hey, Sheila. So we've been friends for what, nearly 14 years now?
I think about that. Yeah, although we've been really good friends for about half of that, but that's kind of a part of our story, isn't it?
It is. Well, at least for now, we're really good friends in large part because we've learned to be honest with each other. But it's not always perfect. Nevertheless, we're learning a lot by being imperfectly honest and thought you might too.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved. There, Elizabeth.
Hey Sheila, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I seem to be manifesting some bad karma or something. All of my electronic devices are sort of breaking one by one today. So I've
Oh,
got a
God.
laptop problem. My air conditioning isn't working. I've got something going on with my phone. I've had trouble getting onto Zoom for two different meetings today. I don't know. The universe is not working in my favor. So hopefully you're going to change that trajectory.
Yeah, although I read this really interesting book. I won't get into it last night about AI, and in it was fiction, but all of the devices were talking to each other. So
Oh boy.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to add that to your thoughts. It's maybe
Well,
it's just karma. Maybe it's just
yeah.
electronic karma. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to just jump in right now because we've talked about this, and I have to admit that I'm here right now with very mixed emotions because, as you know, and some listeners may know, this is my last episode as co-host of Imperfectly Honest. As I shared in, I guess it was August 27th blog post, and it went to our subscribers, but it's also posted on the website if anybody else wants to take a look who hasn't seen it. I've made the difficult decision to step away from Imperfectly Honest in order to pursue something that's just on my own. And Elizabeth, you and I have talked about this desire of mine in the past, and I guess it's become time. But as you and I talked last week, we did want to take this opportunity to record one last episode together to talk a bit about this wild, imperfectly honest journey of ours. And I guess also to share our individual thoughts on what might be coming in the future from each of us. I have to admit, it's really hard for me to believe it. It's been 2 years. I went and looked it up. Like we started recording, we didn't publish them, but we started recording in September of 2023. And
Wow.
if you remember, we were experimenting with our low-tech Zoom recording, and it took us three tries to get a really good episode one, and a lot of that credit goes to our wonderful editor, Tony Tarbox. He put them all
Yeah.
together. So shout out to Tony. I guess as I'm thinking back, you and I reconnected with each other back in the beginning of 2023, months before we came up with this, during pretty tumultuous times for both of us. And what I'm realizing is this podcast was really the perfect, or should I say imperfect, forum to share the thoughts and experiences that we were each having at that time and be able to share them not only with each other, but with other people. I guess I'm at a point where I feel like we're at a bit of a fork in the road, both of us. In terms of our respective and ongoing thoughts, those thoughts that we were having, and also what seems to be driving our passions and needs these days. So, to sum it up, I guess, I think striking out in a different direction just for myself feels right. But I do want to add, and you know this, continuing with our friendship and the mutual support that we've given to each other is definitely part of the future also, but just without hitting record on these conversations. So, do you want to add anything to that intro?
I think you covered it. I also have some mixed emotions. I feel supportive and excited for you that you're going to pursue some of these things that are more in line with your interests. And I feel sad to see you go.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. And it's funny because, we're approaching fall. I always feel like once Labor Day hits, we're in fall, but we're really not for like a week or so. I don't know. It's I'm always confused the 21st or the 23rd of September, but I can Google that when I get off. But for me, it's weird because I know people think of spring as like rebirth, the beginning, and all this kind of stuff, but fall's actually always felt like that for me more. And I don't know, maybe it's because school, you grow up with new beginnings in the fall with school and new classmates and teachers and pencils and all that. And I don't know. Or maybe it's because sometimes people attribute some of the things that are inside of you, your feelings, to when you were born. And I was born in November. So I don't know if I, I'm drilling down too much into the esoteric psycho stuff, but yeah, I don't know why this seems like a really good time to do it. But I actually looked up quotes about the fall, and I thought this was really good because it says, and it's so weird. Fall is the only season that has two names, fall and autumn. Again, another interesting factoid. But autumn reminds us to see the beauty in change. So I guess I just wanted to kind of have that be a part of this conversation, that change is good. I think change helps, as you well know, change helps all of us. I was wondering, like I said, both of us kind of want to give a little bit of a window into what we might be moving towards. So I'm curious and I'm eager to hear about what your new direction for Imperfectly Honest might be.
I have just been feeling like I'm most inspired to have podcast episodes and to write when I'm experiencing something in my life that is illuminating for me. I am actually going to allow myself to just accept the unexpected and write about what comes up in the moment. So, one of the things that I actually think might be a good change with us working separately is that I'm going through a lot of life change, which is provoking a lot of learning and reflection. However, I don't really know when those moments are going to happen. And so it's kind of hard to sync that with another person. Also, when I have an experience that I feel excited to share my learnings from, it doesn't always line up with a topic that another person is interested in. And so my plan going forward is to address a topic when it arises, and then pull in somebody from my network who might have something to say on that topic. So, for instance, I had this experience recently in which I realized that I still, 20 years after I made the decision not to have children, I realized that I actually still compare myself to other women who have had children, and that I judge myself for being less feminine, less nurturing, maybe more selfish than women who have children. And I didn't realize that I still harbored those judgments for myself until it came up recently and provoked some learning for me. And so that's probably going to be the next episode. I'm going to actually invite a friend who also has made the decision not to have children, and we've had some lovely conversations about it. I'm going to invite her to be on the podcast.
Oh, that, yeah, I'll certainly be listening. That is a great topic. I like it. I'm glad, it does sound from what you're saying that you are feeling some of the stuff I'm feeling, like being pulled in other directions. And that it's kind of gives us the chance to kind of explore where we might not have been able to if we didn't do this, right? Yeah. So just like a little brief summary of my own perspective on what I want to kind of pursue. One of my ideas, because you got specific, I'm going to get specific. AI, which I mentioned a little while ago, it's like so pervasive. Like you can't look at anything these days. I mean, I've already read two fiction books that I had no idea and they had AI in them. Programs on television. It's pervasive. And one of the specific focuses and areas that I'm interested in having a podcast episode about of is how it's impacting on kids. Like high school level, probably mostly, although it impacts on other levels too, and the curricula in those schools. So I've actually had the opportunity to have a conversation with a high school teacher. He's an English teacher. It's the, friend of mine's son who had so many interesting things to talk about in terms of the training that they're going through now and the things that he's incorporated. And I'd really love to pick his brain more in an episode. So that's one of the episodes. And one other one that I thought about, which I think we touched on a little in some of our podcasts, maybe peripherally, is when you end up moving to a place where you really don't have any roots and you don't know anybody. And that still fascinates me, having done it myself and having done it in a certain way and wondering how other people do it. And I really would like to explore that. And the overall lens for all these things I'm talking about is it's looking at this stuff through like a multi-generational lens, like bringing people together of different ages, like the teacher that I talked about, the son of somebody of my generation. And I would love to hear those different perspectives. And we had that opportunity sometimes to share that because we're of different generations. And I would definitely like to continue that. And the format, maybe as guests, maybe occasional co-hosts, maybe both. I'm not quite sure, but it's funny because knowing that we were going to be talking like this, I drilled down a little and I thought, all right, how can I really define this very succinctly, like my elevator speech? And I really would like every part of the podcast, and these are three L's, so this is definitely an elevator speech, would be listening, learning, and laughing, because I love laughing. I mean, everybody loves laughing, but I think I love those parts of our conversations the most. I'm definitely going to keep writing my blog posts, probably be like a separate entity. I'm going to have to figure that out logistically. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm looking ahead to do. TBD, there's a lot of, as you well know, moving parts to kind of put in place and going slow, percolating a lot. But yeah, so that's it. I guess the other thing that we talked about, just delving into a little bit on this episode, is looking at Imperfectly Honest and what will we miss?
Well, I think we know each other really well. And so I'm going to miss having somebody that I sync so well with and have, I feel like there's some predictability typically about how our conversations will go because I know you so well. And so I don't feel like I need to have a lot of prior preparation just because I know that our conversations will sync naturally. And I mean, I may find that with others, but I am feeling like it's going to be a little less natural than speaking to you typically is.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. 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 I guess when I'm thinking, if I was asking myself that question, it's the moments, like in specific episodes, that I'm going to miss. I mean, it's that kind of understanding the way another person's going to approach a conversation, but it's also just like, again, the laughter. I mean, that Living Solo episode, how we just started laughing when we talked about our quirks in eating habits and how nice it is when you live alone that nobody gets to see that. And just, I don't know, I can remember sometimes, like as we were talking, coming up with like a forgotten childhood memory and going, oh wow, now I understand why I'm like that. And it was kind of not, and again, I think there are certainly other people, other conversations that will produce those same types of responses, but it's what I'm gonna miss. And definitely I will miss the support that I felt, especially last year after my sister died. And then during those months after that, when I got sick and was able to talk to you, and also just continuing with Imperfectly Honest, because we did. And I listen back to some of the podcasts and I can hear my voice is like different, like scratchy, whatever, but it was so helpful to be able to do that. I mean, it was such a great, I hate to minimize it by saying it was a distraction. It wasn't just, but it was a distraction. And I do have to say, Elizabeth, some of the dating adventures that you shared definitely made for very interesting conversations.
Yeah, they do lead to some interesting conversations. That is true.
Yes, they do. They do. And since I'm the one kind of leaving, I do want to also say I'm going to miss Liz Nelson, who has been, I think you would agree, she's just like our right-hand person. Like she's just been such a help. And so I'm going to miss her. Like she, just for people who are wondering, she's the person who holds all of this together with like taking all our stuff and editing our writings and helping to get things downloaded and choosing visual choices and just being there and getting it uploaded and out there to everyone in the time frame that we want. And yeah, I'm gonna really miss that one.
She's a
And
superwoman.
yeah, I mean, you're gonna keep working with her, I know that. And she's just too busy. So she said she too much on her plate to expand. So, but I'll keep in touch with her because I did have the pleasure of meeting her when I was out visiting my daughter in LA. So that was nice. And as I'm giving credit to people, and I did a shout out to him already, but Tony Tarbox. I feel like I'm giving an Oscar speech or something. So I'm gonna wind it up because the music is playing. And also because he's actually gonna probably work with me a little bit in the future. I talked to him and he's got some time on his plate. So yeah, but I'm gonna miss just that interactions with all four of us, I think. So yeah, so that concludes my Oscar speech portion of this episode.
It's funny as you're mentioning these people, I'm realizing that I've never met either Liz or Tony in person. And the last time that I saw you in person was, you're so much better at chronology. Also something I'm going to miss. You have a much better handle on chronology. How long has it been since we've seen each other in person?
2014. 11 years. 11 years. Yeah, and we haven't even, I think we did a brief, I don't know. You don't really like doing Zoom person things, and I'm thinking that there might have been one or maybe two. I think the one that we did with Brad Feld, we all got on at the very beginning and said hi to each other. Maybe we did with Jimmy Colano, I'm not sure. So I haven't even seen you like in a video. I've seen the pictures that we took. So yeah, it's kind of weird, but one of the least important parts of friendship, I think.
Well, Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, and
But
another thing
yeah.
I will miss and I just want to appreciate about you is that you have been so accommodating of my erratic schedule and my unpredictable life. And I think it's going to be nearly impossible to find somebody that's been as accommodating as you have. And I just want to really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I really don't know that I can take a whole lot of credit because a lot of the reason I can be so flexible is because I don't make a lot of outside commitments. It's not that I'm just sitting looking at the wall waiting for you to call. I keep busy, but a lot of it is just my own stuff, writing and talking to other people while I'm home. And, today actually was one of the few times that we were going to do this tomorrow, and then you said you could do it now. And I had an appointment earlier today. And happily, I'm on a high from it. I had an eye appointment, and this is like one of my first doctor dentist visits in a long time where I have no follow up. Everything was great.
Oh, great.
Oh, it was
Great.
wonderful. It was like she's showing me pictures of my retina saying, oh, it's beautiful. Like, okay.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, so I was eyeball to eyeball literally today.
Good. Good.
Yeah, so anyway, just one last personal detail, and and that's probably part of what we'll miss too, because I don't know when you have guests that just come on every once in a while that you can kind of riff like this. So yeah.
Right.
So yeah, maybe we'll have to do crossovers.
Definitely. And keep us all updated on what you're up to. And
Yeah.
we don't need a podcast to support each other. So I'm
Oh,
looking forward to
no.
having more friend communication.
Yeah. We'll just go back to doing what we did before we started this, which is just
Right.
calling each other without having the dee 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 dee. Although maybe I'll still say, hey there, Elizabeth.
Great, great.
Yeah. So I'm glad we did this. I'm glad we did this. Yeah.
Me too.
This was fun. It was a lot of fun. And
Agreed.
yeah, and we didn't even say anything about the weather. Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
No
Keep
weather,
everybody in
no weather talk.
suspense.
Yes, keep them in suspense. Keep them guessing. So yeah, so I hope people will continue to listen to Imperfectly Honest, and I hope when I establish where I am, I will probably reach out to subscribers just to say, do you want to subscribe to whatever I'm creating? And we'll go from there.
We'll go from there. All
Yeah.
right. Thanks again,
All right.
Sheila.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. Note that, notwithstanding that any of the guests on this podcast may be licensed professionals, no one on this podcast is providing or seeking to provide the listeners of this podcast with any medical or health services. You should not rely on the information or content presented during this podcast, and you should not make any health or medical related decision based in whole or in part on such information. Consult a healthcare professional licensed in your state for all matters relating to your health. And do not disregard any medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment provided by your healthcare professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.